Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Earlier today, the CDC made an important announcement. Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, you need, and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask. I want to be absolutely clear. If you're in a crowd, like a stadium or at a conference or a concert.
Oh, God. That's the other part of it. All right. Welcome to the Grace Curley Show. I got to get right into this. The other part of it is sometimes you can just keep rolling with your mistakes, but he always goes back and corrects himself. Like if he said at a conference, it wouldn't be that big a deal because there are conferences with a lot of people at them. But he's so out of it that he doesn't understand that he could just keep going. So he backtracks to let you know that, no, I made a mistake. I read the teleprompter incorrectly.
And he didn't get the visual on radio, but when he leaned into the microphone and did his finger point thing to make sure people understood what he was saying, and then he screwed it up.
Oh, Lord help us.
To be clear.
All right, I do want to talk about a couple of stories here before I hand it over to Jared for producer's picks at 2:30. Let's start with the story that made me laugh the hardest today. Kamala Harris's husband, now rebranded as Doug Emhoff instead of, now rebranded as Douglas Emhoff instead of Doug Emhoff. The White House changed the name of Vice President Kamala Harris's husband from Doug to Douglas in an apparent attempt to change his public-facing name by rebranding him as a more important guy, according to a statement reported Fox News. Known by some for his silly dad jokes, an informal sport jacket and t-shirt style, the 56-year-old lawyer underwent the moniker makeover in Biden team press releases before becoming second gentleman. He is henceforth... It reminds me of like Princess Diaries when they crown her a princess. He is henceforth to be known as Douglas Emhoff, second gentleman of the United States.
You know where everybody knows your name?
Princess of Genovia is all I can think of when I hear that. He is henceforth to be known as Douglas Emhoff. His Twitter handle was at Douglas Emhoff, although his Twitter account remained Doug. His webpage at his most recent law firm still lists him as Doug, but a week before the inauguration, the Biden team ditched the Doug for the Douglas. They keep doing all of these things, and all I can think of is, just go to the border, you know? It's like, oh, my mother-in-law, Jen Psaki says, my mother-in-law baked cookies for everyone. And Kamala Harris is like, I crochet. And Joe Biden is saying, anyone want to play me in Mario Kart? And all I keep screaming is, just do your jobs. Don't worry about Doug or Douglas or Dougie. Nobody cares. By the way, no offense to anyone named Doug, but it's kind of not the best name right off the bat. You know, like, I don't think Doug or Douglas is improving that much. Neither names really strike me as vice presidential husband material.
And I'm sure the second gentleman's website is getting a ton of hits that it became necessary to.
Right. And by the way, if your name is Doug, please keep listening. I don't mean it as a dig or a Doug on you. I just, it's that's his name. Who cares? It's like when they changed it from the Biden administration to the Biden-Harris administration, or when they have a diversity officer at the FBI, or when they tell the Border Patrol agents that, you know, you have to call them migrants, not illegal aliens. All of this stuff is going on. And meanwhile, This is their version of playing fiddle while Rome is burning at a colossal speed, and they don't care because they want you to know that, yeah, sure, you know, you're depressed. Sure, you lost your job. Sure, your business is in shambles. Sure, your kids aren't going to school. But did we let you guys know that his name is Douglas, not Doug?
Yeah, I worked with a PD many years ago who told me he called this majoring in the minors. You know, they're majoring in the minors on this one. Like, focus on the big stuff.
Yeah, focus on the big stuff. Priorities.
Hey, are any of the, I don't know, kids sleeping in pods at the border? What are their names? Say their names.
I wonder if they got this memo that it's Douglas, not Doug.
Did Doug write the foreword in the vice president's book that's being issued?
Superheroes are everywhere. And so is Doug. That is the truth of it, though, is that a lot of times in life, and I've said this before, and I'm sorry if I sound like a broken record, but I'd worry about things. I'm a pretty, you know, anxious person. And I was a worrywart as a kid. And I would come to my mom and I would say, you know, this. And sometimes my mom would just look at me and say, you know what, Grace, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. We'll worry about that tomorrow. Let's focus on this. Let's focus on getting this done. Nobody at the White House has someone there saying, let's worry about the Douglas versus Doug thing tomorrow. You know? Let's worry about Kamala going to Chicago to talk about vaccines tomorrow. Let's focus on the border today. No. Let's maybe plan for Joe Biden to give another press conference instead of having him go to Atlanta, a place that he's pretty much destroyed now with his crazy rhetoric about Jim Crow, rather than have him go there and do a climate change drive-in rally. Let's do something more productive. Nobody thinks of that. It's all just chaos.
My best friend Doug, and then we're gonna give him a best friend hug.
That is officially going to be a drop. We will be using that again. I don't care if I have to search for Doug Douglas stories for the rest of my life. We will be using that again. But congratulations to Douglas and many happy returns. I hope you have a wonderful new life as Douglas.
617, Grace, Doug Flutie. Gotta respect Doug Flutie.
Oh, that's so true. Oh, there's definitely good Dougs. Remember the cartoon Doug? You remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Doug Funny.
Nickelodeon?
Yeah. Speaking of Nickelodeon, do you see that story?
Yes, I did.
We should actually, you know what? You just gave me a really good segue into that. So, and I never, ever, ever give up a good segue. Nickelodeon schools kids on the environmental racism of pig farming. It's not just the cows we got to worry about. It's the pigs. And a lot of people were commenting on this. I will play you guys the sound so you can hear it for yourself. I don't know how much of this. Oh, it's only 33 seconds long. Might be able to stomach it. Let's try it. Cut 9, please, Jared.
Black snow, the thick soot that pollutes Pahokee, Florida. There's Cancer Alley, which is an area along the Mississippi River in Louisiana that's lined with oil refineries. And air so toxic in New York's South Bronx that 20% of children have asthma. What do these cities have in common? They're all examples of environmental racism, a form of systemic racism, where minority and low-income communities are surrounded by health hazards because they live near sewage, mines, landfills, power stations, major roads.
My favorite tweet about this was Matt Vespa. He said, remember the good old days when the network just aired Salute Your Shorts? Hey Dude, Rugrats, The Adventures of Pete and Pete, Rocco's Modern Life. And didn't peddle this left-wing drivel. Sad, truly sad. I used to love Rocco's Modern Life. Rocco's Modern Life. Rocco's Modern Life. It's one of my favorites. It's sad. They're really trying to... There's a reason. And I had a caller one time who said there's a reason that they really... The woke crowd heavily focuses on children's stuff. Dr. Seuss, Mr. Potato Head, Nickelodeon. It's because when you're a kid, your mind is like a sponge and you'll take it all in. And that's exactly what they want. And they know that. Another person said, where's the one? There was a guy who commented on the slime. You know, they used to just be all about fun. Oh, this guy, he says, I remember the good old days when Nickelodeon brought equality to the world by dumping green slime on anyone who professed their ignorance.
You can't do that on television, I believe was the name of that show.
And with this, my family will never watch Nickelodeon again. Keep your politics out of our kids' shows. Amen. There's so much craziness in the news. By the way, when we get back on the other side, I do want to talk a little bit about the latest Black Lives Matter hypocrisy. They really, these founders of Black Lives Matter, they're not making their case. You guys remember last week there was a story about, I believe her name is Patrice Cullors. She bought this, it was a couple weeks ago actually, she bought this huge mansion in Topanga County, Topanga Canyon. And she came out and said, listen, this isn't hypocrisy. Actually, you guys are being racist for accusing me of being a do as I say, not as I do limousine liberal type. But now there's another story that I think people will enjoy, and it has to do with a Malibu beach resort. So don't go anywhere. We have that story for you. Now, I do want to let people know that spring is in the air. It's getting beautiful out, and it's really hard right now because there's not a lot of places you can go because everyone is so booked up. Everyone is so excited to get out of their houses. But I have a great idea for you. If you're looking for a beautiful getaway with a guaranteed fun time, good food, I have the perfect spot. And you know what it is. It's the Follinsby Inn. Everything at the Follinsby is so wonderful. And after a long, dreary winter, this is the place you want to be. You want to restore your inner peace and just feel good. And there's no better place than this New Hampshire lakeside getaway. It's right on Kezar Lake in North Sutton. And it's just, it really is quintessential New England. It's so nice. Picture yourself waking up in the morning and looking out to the diamond reflections of Kezar Lake. I love in the mornings there, I would write my column. I would, you know, get my nice hot coffee and I would have a delicious breakfast by Dennis. He's an incredible cook. He's from New Orleans. So it makes sense that his food is just exquisite. He would have homemade hash, eggs Benedict, blueberry waffles, yogurts, coffee, granola. Everything is just so yummy. And it's all cooked to order. Your oasis awaits at the Follinsby Inn. I've been there several times. My family has been. I know my parents are going back soon. My sister has been. So the Curley family 1000% gives us their stamp of approval. Your oasis awaits at the Follinsby Inn. Go to follinsbyinn.com and book now because you deserve it. That's follinsbyinn.com, spelled Follansbee. I'm going to say it really slowly because I get complaints about this. Follinsbyinn.com. When we get back, we have one more segment, 844-500-4242, before producer's picks. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Check out this headline from the New York Times. The pandemic shrank our social circles. Let's keep it that way. How about no? How about I'm going to throw some real ragers once this thing is over? It just goes to what Jared always said, which is they want us like depressed, eating gruel, making no money, staring at our windows, miserable. Let's keep it that way. You know what, the New York Times? I think I'm okay. The gray lady doesn't need to tell me how to live my life. Or how many people I can have at a party. But thank you so much for your concern. Today's poll question is brought to you by Covfefe Coffee. Making coffee great again. From the MAGA dark roast to their Drain the Swamp medium roast, Covfefe Coffee has it all. I'm holding it up for the camera so you guys can see this awesome packaging. Covfefe Coffee, if you want to get some or send some to a friend, go to doyoucofefe.com. Covfefe. for anyone who didn't see the legendary tweet from Donald Trump, is spelled C-O-V-F-E-F-E. Jerry Diglio, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which unelected hack is doing the most damage? Dr. Fauci, John Kerry, Jen Psaki, or Dr. Rochelle Walensky?
By the way, I just want to say that I'm going to vote for Dr. Fauci, but I think he even knows that his 15 minutes is coming to an end because he's looked rather glum lately. And he's been more irritable than usual when he gets asked, like, hey, Willie Geist asked him, you said Texas was going to be a disaster and they seem to be doing okay.
Well, yeah, Willie, it's a little hard to figure out.
He does seem to be getting short with people.
Two in one day, Jared? You are relentless. So what are the results? I'm going to say Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Dr. Fauci is in the lead at 62%. John Kerry, 31%, 5% say Jen Psaki, and 2% for Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Rochelle. All right, let's go to, do we have that sound? I've been wanting to play this every time I hear that name. You don't hear the name Rochelle a lot.
When the naysayers neighed, you picked up your pace. You said, nothing's going to stop me, so get out of my face. I'm having adventures all over the place. Rochelle.
Bette Midler. One of the best guest appearances on Seinfeld was Bette. Thank you very much for that, Jared. Lee, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Lee.
Well, you can't have Doug. You have to have Douglas because Doug reminds you of Smug, and you can't have Doug and Smug on the same airplane.
Oh, very, very good, Lee. See, I don't know. When I hear Doug, I don't know what I think is worse, Doug or Douglas. I actually think Doug is better than Douglas, but maybe I'm... Dougie. That's really bad. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, Lee. All right, so I promised you guys this story, and I do think it's worth talking about a little bit. Black Lives Matter co-founders jail reform group. I know, that's a lot of different things in one headline. Black Lives Matter co-founders, so let me replace that with her name to make it a little more cohesive here. Patrice Cullors Jail Reform Group dropped $26,000 at luxury Malibu Beach Resort. A Los Angeles-based jail reform group led by Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors dropped nearly $26,000 for meetings at a luxury Malibu Beach Resort in 2019. Campaign finance records show. Reform LA jails dropped $10,000, $10,000 and change, for meetings and appearances at the Calamigos Guest Ranch and Beach Club in Malibu, California, and another $15,593 at the Malibu Conference Center, a corporate conference facility owned by the resort. According to records, guests at the 200-acre resort where rooms start at $600 a night have exclusive access to a private 5-acre strip of the Malibu coast. If you are someone who has any association with Black Lives Matter, whether you post their Instagrams or you actually donate your money to this group, you have to be thinking to yourself, am I getting scammed? Is this all? Because this woman, Patrice Cullors, she claims to be a trained Marxist. And she's buying million-dollar properties in majority white neighborhoods. And her jail reform group is dropping over $25,000 at luxury Malibu Beach Resort. I'm just saying, someone's got to be thinking, maybe we find a different group to give our money to. Because this feels like a scam to me. A review of Reform LA Jail's social media records show that the group did organize multiple events in the Los Angeles area in the second half of 2019, including a party at actress Jane Fonda's house and a day party plus summit in Pasadena featuring live music and local artists. Reform LA Jail's filings raise a number of questions, said Peter Flaherty, the chairman of the conservative watchdog group National Legal and Policy Center. An audit would establish whether any campaign funds were used for personal purposes. I definitely think an audit would be a good thing in this case. I just don't understand how long the grift can go on for. But then again, the Lincoln Project, they're still tweeting out all the time. You know, there's no shame in anyone's game anymore. All right, we'll be back on the other side with everyone's favorite segment of the day, producer's picks. Do not go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
What a day. You know, Baker announces that they're loosening up some of these restrictions, and here I am thinking, this day can't get any better. And then Joe Biden says, hold my beer. I'm going to answer some questions from the press. Wacky. And you know that his aides are specifically demanding that he not take any questions because he openly keeps saying that he's going to get in trouble for taking questions. We are going to get to that sound. Jared has the news feed paused. This is really amazing. I'm even going to count this, Jared, as a press conference because he's up there with no one going, excuse me, thank you, Peter Ducey, please step away, please step away. So I'm counting it as a press conference. And yesterday, we had a poll where we said, what's going to happen first? Baker with the mask mandates, which technically still outside is lifted, but not fully, not indoors, I mean. And then the other one was Biden press conference or Kamala at the border. So I think Biden wins this because I consider this a press conference for him. I know he was only out there for a little bit, but still.
Ball's in your court, Kamala.
Yeah. She's, you know, Jared, give her a break. She's snacking and crocheting, so she's got a lot on her plate right now. Just a quick update, by the way. Recall Gavin Newsom triggers an election with 1.6 million verified signatures. Reading from Jennifer Oliver O'Connell, who you guys know watches this very closely. We'll probably have her on at some point this week to discuss. And also, just really, really quick before I really hand it over to Jared Diglio, I know people are sitting in their cars going, put Jared on the mic, damn it. Black Lives Matter co-founder. Oh, no, no. I mentioned the Black Lives Matter co-founder scandal. But what I wanted to tell you guys is that an actress in Hollywood, we talk a lot about virtue signaling and, you know, how they booted all the homeless people out of L.A. for the Oscars and, you know, they built a wall around it and how sometimes these people, these Hollywood elites come off as phony. But one actress who you probably never heard of, she's done something different. Black Lives Matter radicalized actress vows, no more cop shows for me.
Please clap.
Jessica Nicole, best known for roles in The New Punky Brewster, The Good Doctor and Fringe, made her stance known in an op-ed published in Entertainment Weekly. Her virtue signaling has been taken to new depths by vowing, no more cop shows for me.
Am I a hero? I really can't say, but yes.
She is so brave. She is so, so brave. So I just wanted to let everybody know that if you're thinking that these actresses and actors aren't doing anything to change the world, well, they are. They are. So take that. Now let's go without further ado to your favorite part of the program. It's time for Producer's Picks.
And now the feature so many of our listeners wait for each day. Producer's Picks.
This is the part of the show where Jared Diglio goes over all of his favorite stories. And sometimes he just, you know, takes mean jabs at Dr. Fauci, but I think he's gotten that out of his system for the day. So Jared, without any waiting, go ahead, take it over. The mic is yours.
All right. So President Hamburglar earlier today stumbled his way through about a 6.5 minute speech about the CDC regulations and such. But at the end, he threw everybody a curveball, or he's old enough that he probably threw him a shine ball, but he put on his aviator glasses. So his Joe Cool persona came out. And first, I want to play this question because it's a great question from a reporter.
You chose to wear a mask, sir. You chose to wear a mask. You chose to wear a mask as you walked out here. What message were you sending by wearing a mask outside alone?
By watching me take it off and not put it back on till I get inside.
Do you have any preconditions?
This is the definition of theater. This is literally theater. Watch me not wear it back inside. This is all a performance. And it's honestly, it is a tragic Greek play that we are watching.
I hated this so much, but now I'm really thoroughly enjoying the daily embarrassment that they make of themselves.
Oh, it's
It really ate me up at first, but now I love every minute of it.
No, I agree. Because at first, and I don't want people to think, I know the complaints, okay? I worked with Howie for a long time, and Howie has this brilliant way of being able to get through so much news every day and still have a really good sense of humor. And I know people get frustrated and they think, you know, we're going to hell in a handbasket, and here you are laughing. Huh? We have to laugh here. It's what we do, and it makes it all kind of more bearable. And I hope it makes it a little bit more bearable for you guys that other people see this insanity and point it out. But, Jared, I agree with you. When we first knew that Biden was going to be president, I cannot lie to you guys. I was devastated. I mean, I just, knowing the president we had and the one we were getting was frightening. But now that we're a little bit out of it, and it's just, I'm hoping other people are opening their eyes. It's hard not to. I mean, you got the old guy with the aviators talking absolute ragtime. I have to think that the country is really getting enough dose of this normalcy that they're going to wake up.
But here, this was the real money cut from the quote-unquote conference today.
India, they're suffering at
what
this moment.
What do you moment. Say to the folks in India?
Well, I'm sorry, I'm going to, this is the last question I'll take, and I'm really going to be in trouble.
I have questions, sir.
Yeah, no, my follow-up question would be, when you say you're really going to be in trouble, with whom?
Yes.
Is it who or who? I never know.
You please expand on this trouble, Mr. Yeah. President?
Who are you afraid of? Do you need help? Blink once. Take your aviators off and blink once if you need help. It's really, really weird.
Oh, this man sits in the White House.
Wait, Jared, I'm sorry to do this to you, but can I get that cut again of him saying the thing about the mask? He's going to not. Now, did anyone ask him about wearing it on the conference call with all the world leaders, or did they just ask about him wearing it on the way out?
Unfortunately, they just asked him about wearing it on the way out.
Okay. Yeah, that's, his answer is so weird. Because it's once again like a challenge. All right, no problem. It's once again like a challenge. I'm not going to wear back inside the house, and that's going to show you. It's like, who is this for? You know, we don't care. We just want you to act normal. Can't you just be normal?
This is normal. This is the return to normal. The soul of our country has been restored.
It's also normal that I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. All right, Jared, go ahead. Next story.
Okay, well, and in news that will shock no one, FISA today approved warrantless surveillance of anybody because, you know, they're terrible. So look out for that.
What does that mean?
That means that basically what they did to the president, where they made up warrants and just spied on people for no reason, without a warrant,
oh,
without
Jared,
provocation.
I'm sorry.
They said they can do that.
You said FISA.
Yes.
I thought you said...
Oh, Pfizer. Oh, yeah. Well,
I was like, you need to expand on this. I'm not caught
up.
Oh,
no.
Okay,
not
yeah,
the micro...
FISA,
I mean,
the FISA
company.
Courts. Yeah, the FISA courts are riddled with issues. If you followed anything with the Michael Flynn case, there's tons of problems here. There was such little requirement, and a lot of people were blaming the FISA judges for a lot of the stuff that went on with Jim Comey and you know, trying to take down Trump. But it was more of the stuff they were getting presented with, like the stuff that got through enough channels to get to them. They didn't go through and try to fact check all of it because they just assumed that if other people were signing off, I think it was Strzok and other people, then yeah, it's probably legit. So there's definitely issues with FISA, no question. Pfizer is okay.
Yes. All right, so the census that was done last year has been tallied up, and guess what? A couple of states are going to lose some seats in the House of Representatives.
Is this going to make me happy or sad?
As well as electoral votes. I think you'll like this.
Okay.
For the first time, California loses one House seat and one electoral vote. Illinois, New York, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia also lose a House seat and lose an electoral vote.
Now, and I might be wrong on this, that probably has something to do with the fact that people are leaving these places in mass exodus, correct?
Yes, because Texas gained two House seats and two electoral votes. Colorado, Florida, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon also gained a House seat and an electoral vote. Now, why this is big, I know Oregon gained a seat, so like the net loss there, but the Democrats only have a two-seat advantage. So if they lose a seat in California, seat in New York, a seat in Michigan, a seat in Ohio, that's four seats that they lost. So this could really flip the balance in the House.
Okay, I just want to say, for anyone keeping track at home here, this has been a pretty good Tuesday for us. We have the outdoor mask restrictions being lifted. We have Biden taking questions in his aviator glasses. We have the recall of Gavin Newsom, and we have the census update. Just saying, today we can put in the win column.
I am not tired of winning.
Never.
Let me just say.
I never tire of it.
All right, so yesterday I played the Dr. Fauci, Mr. Sandman, what have you. So we say musical number from this Get It Some Vaccine event. Well, there's on Twitter, her name is Molly Modell. I believe she is a satirist. And she does, you know, mostly topical things, and she released this.
She came in like a succubus. Yeah, she's nothing like that robot blonde. Or a Huckabee or Nancy Shore. She handles questions refreshingly. She's our secretary.
Our what?
To believe. We don't spend a lot of time talking about or thinking about President Trump here. Former President Trump, to be very clear.
So.
Oh, that is so. And they have to take a dig at Kayleigh McEnany, robot blonde.
Absolutely. She is an intelligent, conservative female. She has to be destroyed at all costs.
A Harvard grad with impeccable public speaking skills and a real good grasp of the facts. Yeah, so. They have to take a shot at her. That makes sense. I have no problem with, like, I don't like to criticize Jen Psaki for anything besides what she says. But, like, this complete media fawning over her and the fact that people think she's so wonderful. What questions is she, like, nailing or hitting out of the park? I would understand if she was getting up there going, you know, what's your question? And then giving a real response that was, like, a real shutdown. But the way she answers the questions is she goes, I'm sorry, you want to know about Kamala Harris, the vice president? I don't really understand what's the question? That's her nailing it? That's like her big roast?
Refreshing, some might say.
Yikes, these people need new material. I'll take the Sandman over that.
And on this day in 1956... Rocco Francis Marchigiano, also known as Rocky Marciano, retired as an undefeated heavyweight champion, Brockton, Massachusetts' own, 49-0 as a pro. Stepped away from the boxing ring.
I'm going to be honest, I did not know he was a real person.
What did you think he was?
I thought Rocky, that's who the movie's based off of?
I think there is a little bit of that in there, but... I think he was just named for the character. I don't think it was based on.
Oh, okay.
Rocky.
Okay.
Yeah, because he was Rocky Balboa in the movies.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, and this is Rocky Marciano, Brockton, Massachusetts native. 49-0, undefeated, retired this day in 1956.
Massachusetts has a lot of good boxers. You know, we're kind of known for that here.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Exactly. Hotels, vets, dentists, all have purchased multiple units of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, which is why Eden Pure has brought back the 3-pack for this week only. I'm holding this up. You will get 3 of these. That means you can put one in your kitchen, maybe one in your bedroom, one in your car, or maybe give one to a friend. These are awesome products. And I'm going to have Jared explain how it works because he has really seen it up close and personal because he suffers from allergies. Jared, explain to people how this purifies the air.
All right. So this tiny unit that you plug into your wall, it just plugs into a wall outlet. You don't have to worry about changing filters. You don't have to have big bulky cords, anything like that. You plug it in, you turn it to your desired setting, and it actually ionizes and cleans the air around you. So what that means is pollutants, allergens, viruses, anything like that, gone. You are breathing pure oxygen, which is a lifesaver for someone like me who has seasonal allergies that last all year.
Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special three-pack. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, in code word GRACE3. The three-pack is for this week only. Don't waste your money on massive units that are expensive and loud and bulky. Get yourself a three-pack of the EdenPure Thunderstorm. Once again, that is EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word GRACE3. We'll be back on the other side with the captain. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
You chose to wear a mask, sir. You chose to wear a mask. You chose to wear a mask as you walked out here. What message were you sending by wearing a mask outside alone?
I'm watching me take it off and not put it back on till I get inside.
And then I'm going to do some push-ups and walk down a ramp. And maybe I'll jog up a few steps and trip a few times. He really does have this, like, macho, bravado, tough guy thing. And when he puts the aviators on, it's like, whoo, no stopping him with those Ray-Bans.
Bottom gun.
He is Fonzie. He's going to like kick the jukebox. Howie Carr joins us now. Howie, thank you so much for coming on the show.
I want to know if he's going to pull Major's tail again.
Without a mask
That's how I'll know if we've returned to normalcy.
It's really just, it's absolutely insane. And I keep seeing now, Howie, on social media, people saying, if you were waiting for Joe Biden to give you the okay to not wear a mask outside, you are insane. You need to get your head checked.
Well, I agree with that sentiment. But on the other hand, I mean, it gives you more reason to just, flaunt it with the Karens. You know, I mean, I think it's a good thing. I mean, it's not the end of the world. It's not eternal life and winning the lottery, but it's better than nothing, isn't it?
No, it absolutely is. I'm not downplaying it. I'm very happy about this update. I think it's all going in the right direction, but I do just love how Joe Biden's taking these questions. And Howie, I don't know if you heard, but he kept saying over and over again, I'm going to get in trouble for this. I'm going to get in trouble for this. To the reporters.
You know, it's pretty clear, Grace, he's not all there. You know, I mean, come on.
But do you think, I fully believe he's going to get in trouble. He's going to go back into the White House and they're going to say, we told you not to take questions.
You're not going to get your tapioca pudding tonight.
Oh, come on, man. By the way, Howie, there's a poll out that an overwhelming majority support requiring ID to vote. This is from Breitbart. And I just wanted to let you know that I take that translation as overwhelming majority support Jim Crow 2.0.
Right, exactly. And I noticed that it's right across demographic lines, too. You know?
Yeah.
It's black, white, Democrat, Republican. It's just amazing.
It really is. So, Howie, what can people expect on your show today? I'm sure you'll be talking about a little bit of the John Kerry news.
Yeah, we'll be talking about the John Kerry news. We'll also be talking about the mask mandates. And again, Charlie Parker, I mean, could this guy be any more craven and front running? He can't announce the pullback of mask requirements until the nation, until he gets the go from the Pope of panic porn, Pope Anthony Fauci. You know, he can't do anything. And did you read the whole thing? There's like five pages of instructions about when it's going to reopen. Well, some of this crap doesn't make any sense.
But Howie,
it still doesn't make any sense.
The most beautiful part is that all those people spending days and days working on that guide, you know who's paying them? If you're out there, look in a mirror. All right, Howie, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This has been the Grace Curley Show.
Well, you make it. I'm sorry. I'm going to just last question I'll take. And I'm really going to be in trouble.